For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with a special edition of the Up North Report. This edition of the Up North Report includes details that may be upsetting for some listeners. Around 60 classmates, colleagues, and community members held space and ceremony Friday for the 20th annual Day of Remembrance of the Red Lake High School shooting. Just before class let out on March 21, 2005, a former 16-year-old student at Red Lake High School shot and killed a school security guard, 28-year-old Derek Brune, a teacher, 60-year-old Neva Winecoop Rogers, and five fellow students, Alicia White, Dwayne Lewis, Chase Lusher, Chanel Rosebear, and Thurlene Stelday. Prior to his arrival to the school, the shooter also shot and killed his grandfather, 58-year-old Daryl Lusher, and his grandfather's girlfriend, 31-year-old Michelle Sigena. At the time, the horrific events that unfolded within minutes at Red Lake that day were dubbed the deadliest school shooting since Columbine, and it remains the deadliest school shooting in Minnesota history. Little Rock District Representative Thomas Barrett graduated from Red Lake High School in 2007 and was a sophomore at the time of the shooting. He spoke to the community's closeness during the ceremony at the Red Lake High School gymnasium.
If we're still here, we have honored ourselves in some kind of way. We have honored those we have lost and that we've cared about so much. I was good friends with Chanel and Alicia, and I knew everybody. So that's how we are in our small, tight-knit community here in Red Lake.
Creating a space for healing is a core mission of a small group of the shooting survivors, a few former students who have spearheaded fundraising and organizing for a permanent memorial on the shores of Lower Red Lake. Star Jordan is an organizer for the 32105 Project. She graduated from Red Lake High School in 2008 and was a freshman at the time of the shooting. Jordan has worked at the school as a paraprofessional for the last 8 years and gives credit to the students for giving her strength on these days of remembrance.
It was a heavy day, man, and even, you know, being a kid and transitioning 20 years into adult, it got pretty heavy today, but my kids at school, my students kept my spirits high, and they kept me going today.
The 32105 Project was a recent recipient of one of 10 Midwest Memory Grants from the St. Paul-based Forecast Public Arts. According to its webpage, the three-prong grant will release $75,000 for each memorial, $25,000 for capacity building, and $10,000 to pay cultural advisors, plus 80 hours of technical assistance from Forecast Public Arts. With the grant, the 32105 Project is about a quarter of the way to its goal for a permanent memorial on land donated by the Red Lake Tribal Council. Project organizer Raven Roberts says the space is much needed for those impacted.
I just think it's going to be a great place to go heal and just like to bring us all together like every Remembrance Day we have for them.
Missy Dodds was a teacher at Red Lake High School and firsthand witness to the shooting. Currently, works as an advocate for safe and sound schools. The news of the grant brought her some mixed emotions.
When Star called me and told me that they had the grant, and I was so excited. You know, I was like, oh, yay, this is awesome, awesome. And like the next day, I couldn't get out of bed because the memorial will represent that we haven't forgotten, the ones that we lost that day, that we're not forgotten. Because sometimes it feels that way.
Superintendent of the Red Lake School District, Tim Lutz, was a principal in another district at the time of the shooting, but remembers it being a sobering time for educators across the state. The FBI's investigation into the shooting revealed that dozens of people, including several students, had some prior knowledge of the tragic events that transpired. Lutz says a positive school climate is the most important aspect of school safety.
A place where students feel welcomed, cared for, and connected to each other and to the staff. If students feel connected, then they want to be here and they will learn to care for each other. And they will learn to reach out when they see something, go to an adult and say something.
That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.